Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard.
And I have a theory.
Good morning, chickens. I have just watched The Church on Ruby Road. How are we feeling about it? Are we excited? I would love to get your thoughts and theories, but I won't get to them until about a week or so because I'm locked in a time bubble. Well, old me is. I'm out of the time bubble now. So I've watched the Christmas special, and I've got to say, after three kind of big bombastic episodes, it felt a little flat. Did anyone else feel like that? Like, I loved Shooty. I thought he was great. Millie Gibson's great. Davina McCall was hilarious. I'm very intrigued by what's going on with Anita Dobson living next door and breaking the fourth wall very weirdly at the end there after the Disney commercial, which we all saw in Australia. Because, like, that was where there was I'm guessing the BBC had the trailer that you can see online if you go on YouTube to the Doctor Who channel. But we just got this new home, new Who, spring 2024, which is weird because spring for us is like at 9 months away. So spring doesn't work around the whole world, Disney. You've got to give us a month. Anyway. I loved the Goblin song and then the Doctor and Ruby having a sing. Like, that was hilarious. And I do love that Mavity is still part of the equation. I thought when the Doctor went back to save Ruby, he was going to meet the mum and give her some kind of closure. And then I'm like, is the mum meant to be Mrs. Flood next door? Or is she someone else? I don't know. I have many questions. But yeah, it was, I don't want to say that I'm disappointed. I enjoyed the episode. Like, I enjoy all of the Russell T. Davis kitchen sink business. Like, I love that, you know, the majority of it was just set in this attic flat. And we got, like, a cute little bit of exposition making the TV show with Davina McCall at the start. I liked all of that. I loved Grandma constantly, desperately needing her cup of tea. just, she's like, she was just delightful. And then there was the very odd turn left moment when the goblins went to get the baby Ruby, which was kind of gross. Like, the concept of eating the babies, like the whole, like, I get it. Fairy tales are gross and horrific. And, you know, we've had a few weeks to get used to the idea of the baby eating because we've seen the song. But yeah, but then the church steeple going through the goblin, like, I don't know. There's some weird kind of odd subtext to that that I find really peculiar. And I mean, I guess that on some level it's like, you know, the church did destroy a lot of folklore during the Dark Ages because it was, you know, blasphemous. So, and you know, it's like, you know, anyone that is really devout, you know, you see them in the US, like people who claim that Harry Potter is satanic. I mean, we think Harry Potter is satanic for a completely other reason. although, you know, I still enjoy Harry Potter. Like, you know, you can enjoy the game and hate the creator. it's still fine. But yeah, I mean, not that I really hate J.K. Rowling. I just feel quite sorry for her. But yeah, I enjoyed it for the most part. I think it was just probably because it's come on the back of those three big bombastic episodes, and now we have to wait for months. And I know it probably won't be that long. Like, I start work in March, I think. So yeah, it'll probably be all coinciding, and I'll be like, oh my God, why does this have to happen now? But yeah, there was just something kind of, I feel like, because it feels like it was the first episode of a series and that we were going to go straight into the next one, because there's so many things that you kind of want answers to, like what is going on with old mate next door? Like, why is she so knowing? Like, I felt like it was going to be revealed that, you know, that's Sarah Jane after all this time. Or it's, you know, is it an old companion we've never seen before? Is it, an enemy who's lying in wait? Is it, you know, is it Ruby's actual mother? You know, it, like, she could be anyone, or she could just be, as happens sometimes in a Russell T. Davis Doctor Who, just someone who accepts everything that they see, and they're like, yeah, that's the TARDIS there. Go off your trot. But yeah, there did seem something very knowing about her, kind of, especially when she was nodding Ruby towards the TARDIS. But yeah, I kind of loved how bleak it was when the goblins took Ruby in the past, and the doctor is still kind of, you know, understanding what's, you know, that things have changed, because the doctor's not kind of, you know, married to that timeline. But then the doctor said Mavity, so maybe the doctor eventually becomes, you know, caught up in the timeline. Or is he just saying Mavity because it's like, well, that's what people say now? Is that the TARDIS using Mavity? I mean, the Mavity thing's going to go on for ages, isn't it? Do you think the Doctor and Ruby are going to meet Isaac Newton again at some point and, like, insist that it be called Gravity, and then it's all going to change back again? I don't know. Or is it just going to be Mavity forever now, and it's just something that they have to keep, you know, they have to keep reminding themselves, like, oh yeah, no, we don't say Gravity in this show. It's Mavity. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, how did you guys feel about it? Like, I kind of loved the, you know, the doctor's excitement at learning how to speak rope. and the implication that this kind of fantastical element, the goblins, has its own internal logic, has its own kind of science, even though it's completely fantastical. Like, it's the, you know, the doctor's like, oh, I can see the inner workings and stuff and how it sort of works. And, you know, that there was one great big central rope that needed to be pulled and the whole thing would fall apart. So, yeah, I'd liked that. But then, again, on the other hand, it made me feel like it was not quite on solid ground. Is it? I don't know if I'm explaining that right. But there's something about when you introduce sort of an element of fantasy that things don't feel as grounded, or that, you know, it's like we don't know the rules the way we know them for other kinds of things. Like, you know, if it's a science fiction thing, then you go, well, then certain scientific elements have to play out, and if they seem too, you know, out there, there's some sort of explanation for it. But when it becomes fantasy, when you're dealing with like goblins and fairy tale sort of things, there's logic falls into some sort of quicksand. But yeah, hopefully that's just me and my first reading. And the next time I see it, I might absolutely adore it. You never know. But I would love your thoughts and your theories. I want to hear how you feel about it as well. But yeah, it's exciting. All right. So for the next few weeks, you're going to be back in my theory dome, time-locked theory dome, where I don't really know what's happened in the Christmas special. And then we'll loop back around and come and talk more Christmas.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.